This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All right, it's Memorial Day weekend, and our next guest has a Fox News op-ed, reminds us to never forget why we celebrate. He writes this in part, quote, "This Memorial Day, remember me, the fallen warrior. Remember what I sacrificed so you can truly appreciate the incredible treasures you have. You have the joys of life, the joys that I gave up. It came from sacrifice. The supreme sacrifice." The author of that powerful message is here, former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink, commander of SEAL Team 3 and author of The Way of the Warrior Kid, a fantastic kid's book. I've got a little nugget to share on that in a second. But Jocko, as you join us this morning, add on to that. Why did you write that, and what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, one of the biggest parts I wanted to get across in that piece was to remind people that these warriors that we remember today, they weren't just warriors. They weren't just soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. They were also people. They were human beings. They were husbands and wives and sons and daughters. They had families. They had hopes and dreams. And so it's not just a character that you picture in a movie that's wearing a uniform. No, it's a real person, a person like you that sacrificed everything for us.
Do you feel like too many have forgotten that today, that ultimately it's about mattress sales and barbecues and not enough remembrance?
You know, I live in a very strong military town of San Diego, California, where there's a lot of Marines and a lot of sailors, and I think San Diego does a great job in remembering. But again, I just want to make sure that people remember that these servicemen that sacrificed themselves, they're people, and I think that's the most important thing from my perspective
today. That's a great point. Well, raising men who would put their lives on the line is something that parents do, and hopefully our culture and society reinforce. But we've seen an example recently, this 30-year-old had to be evicted from his own house. Well, the New York Post wrote this op-ed saying, "Deadbeat son is a sign of America's failure to raise boys." That's the headline. Do you feel like, you know, this is an absurd example of this 30-year-old who fought his own parents and stayed to live at home. But are we failing our sons by failing to teach them how to be men?
Well, I can tell you, I still work with the military, and the men that are out there, the young men in this generation, they're out there holding the line like our forefathers did. And so I don't think you can't look at the whole generation and say we've done something wrong. But at the same time, there's certainly some changes in our culture right now. And as you mentioned, that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, Way of the Warrior Kid, that series, because I think that young boys and girls, and it's written for both, they need to be told that it's okay to be strong, that it's okay to try and work to be smart, that hard work is gonna get you somewhere in life, and personal discipline goes a long way.
Well, Jocko, I got to tell you, I'm going to be selfish here for a second. You've affected my own life and my own 7-year-old boy after these segments, because he loved Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's a fun book, right? I said, he's got to be reading the other ones. Here's a picture, actually, of my oldest son, Gunner, just this morning, devouring your book, Way of the Warrior Kid. He's not faking it. He's halfway through, and he's only had it for a couple of days. What is the key message you're trying to get to boys like Gunner, who's 7 years old, to say, you don't need to be a wimpy, you need to be a warrior?
Yeah, I think, and that's for parents as well. If you raise your kids to be strong, if you raise your kids to be capable, they're going to have better lives. The more discipline they have in their personal life, the more freedom they're going to have as well. And that's the message I'm trying to put across to kids.
Absolutely. And a little bit different than the Wimpy Kid series?
Yeah, it's a little bit different than the Wimpy Kid series. I didn't want to be raising any wimpy kids in my house.
All right, I agree. Jocko, we were supposed to do an obstacle course over here, but it's raining ferociously, so we might not get to. I have a feeling you would have executed it anyway. Is that fair?
Don't let that rain stop you, Pete.
I know. I'm trying. I'm trying, Jocko. I need your help through some reinforcements. Appreciate your time this morning. The book Way of a Warrior Kid is fantastic, and thank you for your message on this Memorial Day. We appreciate it.
I think Phoenix has gotten soft on us ever since he went into the media. He's afraid of the rain. He's talking to Jocko Willink, a former commander with the SEALs, as if rain's going to stop him. He's not a wimpy adult here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us as we honor those that have paid the price, not only those, but I think of the families as well, whose hearts remain heavy every Memorial Day especially. And we're grateful for those that are putting flags on the many graves across our nation today to honor those that have served our country. Thank you so much.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and as promised, the one, the only, yes, our favorite historian, we're talking, Bruce Kaufman is with us. Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Bill. How are you, yourself?
Hey, doing wonderful. I thought about you yesterday as I was watching all the motorcycles out on D.C., Rolling Thunder, in honor of Memorial Day.
Yeah, in fact, there was... They set a record, Bill. Apparently, some 900,000 bikes descended on Washington over the weekend. That's 900,000.
That is unbelievable. Well, this thing has been growing every year. And, you know, I got to tell you, when you see things like this, Bruce, and you and I have had this discussion time and again. In fact, again this morning I was having it with somebody, and, you know, with that expression, happy Memorial Day. And happy for us, maybe, that are enjoying the freedoms because of those that went before us to secure the freedoms. But it just seems, you know, again, awkward to say happy Memorial Day.
It does, which is why I like to use the word uplifting.
Yes.
That's
right.
What I think it is. It's, you can't say this is a happy time. We're talking about the deaths of about 1.3 million Americans and to preserve our freedoms. But so many of their stories are inspiring that I use the word uplifting when I talk about it.
Well, it is. They are inspiring. I mean, you know, I've been reading some of the famous quotes over the years that have been, you know, attributed to Memorial Day. And Aaron Kilburn, I like this one, Bruce. The dead soldier's silence sings our national anthem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Yeah, there are so many. There's inspiring quotes, and of course there are very inspiring stories. And I real quickly want to share one of mine, Bill, which is
please.
And this is Lyndon Johnson, whose presidency I had my issues with, but this is his bright shining moment. In 1966, Charles de Gaulle, who was president of France at the time and leader of the French resistance during the Second World War, announced that France was leaving the military wing of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, an organization that was formed after the Second World War to protect the Western European nations from a possible invasion by the Soviet Union, having taken over Eastern Europe by that Iron Curtain that had dropped on Eastern Europe. And so de Gaulle, he had always thought, he chafed at the fact that France was seen as a second-class nation, and the only reason it was secure and free was because the United States, who was a member of NATO, who had sent U.S. troops over there to defend Western Europe, he thought France was second-class to the United States. So he announced, not only am I leaving NATO, but all U.S. troops on French soil are to leave. Mm. That was part of his demand.
Right.
So Dean Rusk, who was Johnson's Secretary of State, went to Johnson and outlined to him how we were going to comply with the Gulf demand that all U.S. soldiers on French soil leave. After Rusk finished with briefing Johnson, Johnson said to Rusk, "Dean, ask him about the cemeteries."
Mm.
Rusk knew exactly what he meant, tried to talk him out of it, and Johnson said, "No, Dean, ask him about the cemeteries." And so when Dean Rusk met with de Gaulle and explained to him how we were going to comply with de Gaulle's demand that all U.S. troops leave French soil, Rusk said to de Gaulle, "Does that include the many thousands of Americans buried in French cemeteries, Mr. President, who died to secure French freedom?"
Mm-hmm.
De Gaulle, Dean Rusk in his autobiography later on said de Gaulle was too embarrassed to reply, and there was a dead silence in the room. That was one of Johnson's finest hours, in my opinion.
Yeah, without a doubt. And again, remember, France, what France had endured. I mean, they had compromised and made a deal with Hitler, did they not?
They did. They did. The Vichy government, which was a Nazi puppy government. This is one of the problems that de Gaulle had. He was embarrassed. He was ashamed at France's. I mean, they surrendered to Germany in a month after the German invasion, and
right.
They basically surrendered without. I mean, they fought for a month and then said, "I'm giving up." And so de Gaulle was embarrassed about that, and this I think that was part of it. He was embarrassed about the past performance of France, and he was embarrassed about the fact that the U.S. liberated France at the end of the Second World War, and now he's embarrassed that the only reason the world thinks that France is still free is because of U.S. troops there. So that's the reason he did it, and so Johnson pointed out to him the sacrifice that U.S. soldiers had made to liberate France and to keep it free.
And to give it a chance to be born again and to re-garner its courage and its reason for living. I mean, here it was, as you say, subjected to Hitler's Third Reich. And, it's interesting because I consider that, Bruce, and you think of de Gaulle, who was kind of, in a sense, compatible with a Churchill. I mean, he was one that wanted to fight for national pride and stand for all that, the French, the inner, courage of the Frenchmen. And, and there it is, the Vichy government was much like Chamberlain in a way and trying to appease. And that, that has been Europe's issue all the time, is not knowing when to stand against lawlessness and, to courageously, take a stand against something that was going to, if Germany would have had its way, could you imagine France today?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. And the fact that, and this is another, that this gets into the age old, the U.S. is the world's policeman. So we liberated France. We liberated Western Europe. I mean, if had the United States not been in the war, Hitler would have won that war. And so whenever we have this argument now about, we're the world's policeman and all the costs that comes with that, I always say to myself, okay, yes, we are the world's policemen. That is because we're the most powerful nation in the world, but also what principles were we founded on?
Mm-hmm.
Liberty for all, equal rights under the law for all. I do not mind, except in certain circumstances, I do not mind us helping those nations that share those values defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on Memorial Day of all people, we're talking about 1.3 million Americans who've died, not just in domestic wars, but foreign wars. One of the reasons they were fighting those wars was to help those nations who share how important freedom is and equality is. And they're fighting to defend that, and we help them defend that. I have no problem with that.
And you think about this, Bruce. I mean, what makes up America today, the world's population is all part and parcel, and the woof and warf and the tapestry of America today. We are, no doubt, a country of immigrants, but at the core of all this, and this is what some people misunderstand, and that is that they are here to, supporting a creed, something that they believe in that is consistent with the core values and the founding of this country, which transcends race, color, creed.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they came here, Bill.
Right.
Absolutely. They came here because they heard of this country called America, in which everyone is free and independent, everyone's equal under the law, everyone can pursue their dreams, their pursuit of happiness without government interference, and that they, you know, this is why they came. I get a chance to start my life over again in a country that supports freedom, that country that expects me to be a good citizen with civic virtue and all those things, and I'm more than happy to do that in return to the freedoms that I'm guaranteed and the opportunity to make a better life for myself and my family.
And when that's happened, Bruce, look at the legacy that they've left behind and how they have contributed to the greatness and the exceptionalism, yes, exceptionalism of America brought in and contributed by all these immigrants. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman right after this. Stay with us.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
No, I'm breaking the dark.
blame you, but this is why we, the people, need to keep the pressure on. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bruce Kaufman continues with us, syndicated columnist, author, speaker, and, of course, proprietor of Bruce's History Lessons. His quote this week, today, Monday, Memorial Day, says, "And they who for their country die shall fill an honored grave, for glory lights the soldier's tomb. And beauty weeps the brave." Joseph Rodman Drake. To our fallen heroes, we salute you on this day. Bruce, if it's okay, I'd like to say to our fallen heroes and their families. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If that's okay. Bruce, remind everybody, I mean, the quote of the week is just one of three subscription services they get when they sign up with you. Boy, this is great stuff here that we get every week. And three times a week, if I don't think of it, at least during those three times when I get something from you, Bruce, I thank God for you. I appreciate all your hard work.
Well, thank you, Bill. And yes, on my website, which is historylessons.net, that's one word plural, historylessons.net, right on the right-hand side of the homepage, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings, type in your first name, last name, email address, and then pick of the three offerings that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. On Monday, in an email, I will send you out my quote of the week. On Wednesday, in an email, I'll send you out my syndicated newspaper column on American and world history. And on Friday, in an email, I will send out my Thinking Out Loud column, in which I opine, I comment on some of the public policy issues that you and I discuss. Mm-hmm. Hit to send and pick all three, hit send, and I will send them out to you every week.
Well, Bruce, put a ribbon around, if we can, Memorial Day, a rather hallowed day, I maintain. We think of the people that, the men, the women, that paid the ultimate price for our freedoms that we enjoy today so that we can go out and spend time with our families. And again, I remind everyone, this is a good day to get connected with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's a quick read, maybe a time to share in between a hot dog or maybe even before you have your hot dog at your barbecue today, and just realize what our founding fathers put into motion so many years ago, and here we are today living out the dream, living out the ideal, this great American experiment, as Bruce said earlier, which is like that shining light just drawing nations to us because of the freedom it represents, Bruce.
Yeah, and that's the thing. One of the reasons, Bill, and you and I have discussed this before, but it's worth repeating, one of the unique things about the American experiment was that we created a government in which the people were the sovereign power. Throughout history, before our government, it was the government who was sovereign. The government had the power, and all the rights and privileges the people enjoyed were given to them by the government, usually sparingly, usually grudgingly. We reversed the process. The people are the sovereign power, and the only powers the government has are given to them by the people, us, also equally sparingly and grudgingly, and we only give the government enough power to protect and preserve our rights and freedoms. That was a revolutionary concept in the history of government, and that is the reason why we are the freest, most prosperous, and greatest nation on the planet.
And also the reason, Bruce, why we're so under attack, are we not?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, it stands in the face of all these other idealisms out there and all these governments that stand out there. And then how do you compare it outside of Israel? How do you compare any other form of government to what we enjoy here in the United States that the founding fathers gave us a blueprint for? But if we don't honor that, and we don't hold to it, and this has all been part of the challenge, that it has been compromised along the way, and to the point that even today, Bruce, I think, the whole idea of a constitutional crisis is thrown about, but I think that one side throws it about, but they're the ones that created it.
Yeah. Well, in terms of being in a constitutional crisis, Bill, to me, the constitutional crisis, and we've discussed this before, is that we are perverting the Founding Fathers' original design.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Founding Fathers' original design is that we have three branches of the government, judicial, legislative, and executive, but the first among equals branch of our government is the legislative branch, because they are the branch that is closest to the people. They are the mm-hmm. branch that is elected by the people, therefore they're beholden to the people. The people are the sovereign power in this country, and therefore the legislative branch should be first among equals in creating public policy, because public policy affects the people. And yet today, what is happening is that the executive branch and the judicial branch are beginning to encroach upon the legislative branch's powers and responsibilities. That, to me, is the great constitutional crisis we are now facing.
Well, our legislature has, you know, I don't know, the missing in action, whatever you want to call it. I mean, things happened, particularly in the previous administrations, that, you know, where is the legislature to say, wait a minute, that, you know, you're not upholding the Constitution. They have failed to represent we the people, and here we are today.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, I mean, so for instance, when President Obama would issue an executive order putting in place a public policy that Congress had refused to pass a law putting in place, Congress did nothing.
Yeah, I mean, here we are dealing with DACA, right?
Yeah.
And when he said that he wouldn't do it, he did. Now we find out that quite possibly, looks like a duck, walks like a duck, talking like a duck, quite possibly he may have ordered, you know, the spying of a presidential candidate.
Yep, there we are on that issue. Absolutely. I mean, okay, so, and I love the New York Times headline. I don't know if you saw it last week. It said, FBI used informant to investigate Russia ties to campaign, not to spy, as Trump claims. Well, you can call it whatever you want, but an act of clandestinely gathering information against an adversary is spying in my book.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of like what he said before when he said, Trump Tower was wiretapped. Well, it wasn't the exact correct expression that our modern-day intelligence community uses, so they kind of laughed at him. They mocked him.
Right.
But the bottom line is they spied on him. They intruded into his privacy.
Yep.
And, and now we're finding out that, the FBI and CIA went about and did this, and they didn't even give him a heads up to even say, hey, look, we've got suspicion here that the Russians are trying to, break into your campaign. As if, I don't know how ignorant that Donald Trump, even though here he is, this is the first time he's running for office, but he had to have some people around him that would know better, is that, look, if they penetrated the DNC, what would make you think that they weren't going to penetrate you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point, Bill. And now it's so hysterical because now they're claiming, okay, so we're now looking, the House Republicans have introduced a resolution officially calling for a second special counsel to investigate the FBI and DOJ, and the Democrats are screaming bloody murder, saying that Trump does not have the authority to do that. He absolutely has the constitutional authority to do that.
Well, he has the authority also to get the redaction out of the whole situation here and declassify this information, things that we need to know about, like the FISA warrants that were put out to begin with, all this stuff. If we're going to open up the body and makes you wonder, number one, where Jeff Sessions is, like, do they have something on Jeff Sessions that's got his hands tied? I mean, for all this bogus stuff and illegality is coming in, why doesn't he unrecuse himself? Because there was no basis, because what they did, this was a game of chess, and they checkmated him out of play, and they've got him sidelined at this point, and to the point that where it's like, who's the attorney general? It's not Jeff Sessions, it's Rod Rosenstein.
Yep, absolutely. And again, what we're getting back to, Bill, is a fight over the separation of powers and checks and balances that the Founding Fathers put into the Constitution. And they did that to make sure that one branch of the government could not encroach upon the powers and the responsibilities of the other branches. And that's the war that we're in right now, is one branch of the government is trying to, and this has been happening, even the judicial branch, through legislating from the bench, is now assuming encroaching upon the legislative branch's powers. And that is the constitutional crisis to me. But at the end of the day, as this whole contretemps with the Mueller at Trump, it's each branch of the government trying to figure out how to make sure that it is the dominant branch of the government and the dominant branch of our government, the one with the most power and responsibility. That's an ongoing fight. I don't know how where it's going to end.
Well, go to Bruce's website, historylessons.net, for more information. Bruce Kaufman, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure, Bill.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour on this Memorial Day 2018. Never forget, ever honor. I like what Longfellow had to say. He says, they are dead, but they live in each patriot's breast, and their names are engraven on honor's bright crest. As we, pause and honor those that paid the ultimate price, and as I was talking with Bruce Kaufman earlier, not only those directly, but the families that are affected. To a grateful nation, we say thank you. And thank you just seems like there's just so much more to be said. And maybe felt, I'm not sure. It is one of those tough times because of the hallowness of this day, the time that we remember those that paid the ultimate price. Rachel Alexander joins us now. Rachel, good to have you with us as always. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I'm glad you're working on Memorial Day like some of us.
Oh, you bet. I'm working all day today.
Atta girl. Okay. Well, let's talk about who's the next Speaker of the House. Many are raising their hand and pointing to Jim Jordan. What do you say?
You know, I think he has a real shot. Mm-hmm. You know, he is the conservative choice, and you've got all these conservative leaders that got together in and they sent a petition, you know, to him asking him to put himself in the race, and he's thinking about it. And even though, you know, Kevin McCarthy is the favorite and the designated successor to Paul Ryan, people are fed up with the swamp and politics as usual, and we have a real good shot at seeing a change.
You know, I was going to say McCarthy represents that, you know, just more of the same and reflecting some of the traditions that have gotten the House in trouble. Does he not?
He does. I mean, he is the type who's going to just cave in and capitulate, and if there's a big spending bill that's, you know, got all this pork in it, he's not going to do anything to remove it, but he's just going to go along with the Democrats. And that's the type of thing that, you know, people are tired of and they want to see a change. Jim Jordan has a 100% record from the American Conservative Union. McCarthy's got an 86% record. Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Well, the other thing, too, in the early voting, or at least the projection of it, McCarthy's close, but he's not, you know, he's not guaranteed, right? I mean, and this is what's given rise to Jim Jordan.
Yeah, you have to, like, lock down, what is it, 190 votes supporting you, and he doesn't have the numbers yet, so there's still plenty of time. The election isn't until January.
Well, as you say, Jim Jordan's a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, which has led him to clash with House leadership during his tenure in Congress. This is what you've been reporting on him, Rachel. You know, this boy, you know, when I first heard that he was up for that position, I thought, whoa, boy, I'll tell you, this is going to be a positive change.
Yeah, it would be amazing because we, you know, we're so used to the establishment choice. You know, we've never, not in my lifetime, had a real conservative in that position. I mean, wasn't Newt Gingrich the closest one we had to a conservative? And even he kind of capitulated towards the end of his tenure. So this would, what really blows me away is he has 100% rating from the American Conservative Union. Other congressmen don't even come close. I think he's the only one in Congress who might have that rating. I can't think of anybody else that close.
No, I can't either. I mean, you think about somebody who's going to lead. Why not have somebody that has a record, 100% rating? I mean, let's face it, President Trump was rather frustrated in signing that last omnibus bill and not happy with it at all because, you know, Congress sold themselves out to the Democrats.
That's right. And Jim Jordan wouldn't do that. And he's got the guts. And he's like a fireball. You know, you hear him talk. This guy is a guy who's not going to back down. He's not a wheeler dealer who's going to be making all these, you know, backroom deals with the Democrats.
I don't think he's worried about the cocktail parties on the Beltway, do you? Well, I think that's what we
started.
Yeah, that's
funny.
That's what we like, though, about whether it's Jim Jordan or President Trump. They're not beholden. Jim Jordan is beholden. If he's beholden to anything, it's to conservative values, obviously, with 100% rating.
Yeah, I mean, he's outstanding. He might even beat out my favorite congressman, David Schweikert, for principles.
Oh, yes. Well, so what do you think? I mean, he's got a good shot at it. There's some momentum. Is there enough courage in the House to you know, go around McCarthy? Because they're not sold on McCarthy. There's probably a lot of people that are just you know, maybe going along to get along for right now. But you know, as Jordan continues, as his name continues to be put out there, he's picking up some momentum here.
Going with the pressure outside, people calling their members of Congress about this and keeping the heat up, you know, I think that it can happen. But, you know, things can't just die after that petition. If you know, this momentum stops, I think we'll be stuck with McCarthy.
Well, if we're going to do something about getting this country back on track and holding up to these you know, established conservative values. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, people like Jim Jordan and so many others are fighting so hard for conservatism is because it's proven time again to work. I mean, this compromise stuff that is, you know, permeated even our foreign policy is proven time and again that it doesn't work.
That's right. And so People just don't pay attention to history. Mm-hmm. And, you have such short attention spans and memories. And, it's going to be a long, process of keeping this momentum up and this pressure up. And Paul Ryan's already trying to do things in the background to put McCarthy in before January. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, if there was anybody who could carry the day in terms of painting a picture of vision for the country, it's Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, his vision is based on conservative values, by and large, just in much the same way as he's doing with Kim Jong-un, don't you think?
Oh, he's just brilliant how he's been working Kim Jong-un. I mean, to get him to the negotiating table, and then the guy backs off, and then he gets him to turn around again and come back to the negotiating table. I mean, it's phenomenal watching it work. I mean, I never even thought that Donald Trump, by calling him Rocket Man, would get anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the only thing is that I'm saying is that, fine, let it play out, but we've got to, back off on any other additional commentary. I mean, what Nancy Pelosi and some of the Democrats are saying is quite reckless. I mean, here we are on the verge of doing something rather epic for the good of all mankind, and their opinions and their ideas, they're not the president of the United States. Barack Obama is not the president of the United States. Barack Obama had 8 years to do something about it. You've got Donald Trump now, right now, who has brought him to the bargaining table. Let him play this out. All this reckless innuendo and suggestion and opinion is absolutely, it's detrimental to the process, in my humble opinion. Rachel, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I think these people are more partisan than they care about mankind, and they would rather take down Donald Trump than, see a real peace deal made.
I mean, that's what's really coming out of all this. You've got that Trump derangement syndrome, that is run amok. I mean, it's bad enough that the FBI is unraveling on this. The special counsel, prosecutor, Mueller, his case, the constitutional crisis that is, coming about here. And now, which we've been saying earlier, is that we have been saying the tentacles of all this go right straight into the White House. And guess what? More and more people are seeing the same thing now, finally.
Yeah, it's. I think we're going to see some cleaning up of the Department of Justice and the FBI that's going to happen as a result of all this.
Well, Gina Haspel, first female CIA director, we'll see how that comes about, too. All eyes are on her, and I think that was a great selection, and I was elated to see her get final confirmation.
Yeah, me too. The CIA also needs some massive cleaning up.
Well, I think she's the one to do it. She's been there. She's done that through all this. And it seems to me that she is the right one for the job. Rachel Alexander from thestream.org has been with us. Rachel, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
As an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We're going to be talking about habeas data, privacy versus the rise of surveillance tech with Sarush Farivar, who is with us right now. Sarush, congratulations on the book. Well, today you have been studying the collection of our data for decades now, and here we are trying to get everybody up to speed as to what is going on. America is awakening to the fact that our data and our privacy is all under compromise, is it not?
Yeah, it's definitely an area of concern. I've been a journalist for 15 years now, and I've been especially interested in the use of law enforcement technology and, what the intersection is between that and our legal system, and that's what my book is all about.
Mm-hmm. You started gaining interest with this, and I guess with each increment of a bit of knowledge and data about the data and its usage, it became increasingly concerning for you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the areas that I really became kind of weirdly obsessed with was something called license plate readers. These are a specialized camera that exist on many police cars in many cities in America. And what they do is they're designed to capture at very high speed license plates. So if a police car is driving down your street with one of these cameras on them, they will capture at speeds up to 60 plates per second, which is an incredibly fast speed, obviously far faster than any human or any team of humans could capture. And police, in many cases, keep that data, right? So not only the plate, but also the date, the time, and the precise GPS location. They keep all of that information potentially for weeks, months, sometimes even years.
Is that something down the road that we could get ticketed for? You know, a year on, you know, May the 7th, a year ago, we caught you speeding, and here's all the information, and we just haven't had time to process the ticket. Is that around the corner?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's around the corner. It exists right now. I mean, law enforcement typically use license plate readers in many instances for simple parking violations. I know they're in use where I live in Oakland, California. They may already be in use where you live. You know, but they're also in use as a tool for, you know, just regular day-to-day law enforcement beyond, you know, parking enforcement, but also things like, you know, just going after criminal suspects and things like that. But one of the problems with this technology is that the overwhelming majority of the data that they capture, over 99% in every instance that I've ever looked at, is data that is of regular law-abiding tax-paying citizens, right? The hit rate, that is the percentage of vehicles that are successfully found that are on the police's hot list, stolen or wanted cars, Amber Alerts, things like that, divided by the total number of cars that are scanned. So the hit rate typically is under 0.5%. Where I live in Oakland, it's 0.2%, which is kind of amazing. So more than well over 99% are just regular cars and people just going about their everyday life. And it's troublesome that in many cases that data is kept for long periods of time.
Well, you write in your book that the main determining factor behind these new surveillance laws actually go back to a 1966 legal case. Explain that to our audience.
Yeah, so this is a case called Katz versus United States. This goes back to a case where, you know, the there was a guy who was a gambler, a guy by the name of Charles Katz, who lived in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard in the mid-60s. And Katz was a handicapper. He used to study the outcome of sporting events and place bets on them, and he would make, you know, he made a living at it. He didn't make a ton of money, but he made enough that was his only job, as far as anybody can tell. So, you know, he, at this moment anyway, in 1965, he, you know, drew the attention of the LAPD, of the FBI. They started, you know, physically surveilling him, and they decided that they were going to rig up a system of microphones and recording devices on top of the payphones that he liked to use on Sunset Boulevard that were just a few blocks away from his house or from his apartment. And they police didn't have a warrant to do this, and yet they did it anyway, and they captured him and his voice. And after 6 days of surveillance, they had you know, evidence that he was gambling, and they arrested him and, you know, caught him red-handed or red-voiced, as it were. And they, you know, marched him down to his apartment just a few blocks away. They had a warrant to search the apartment. They found all kinds of gambling records and, you know, of course, you know, interstate gambling, gambling of most kinds is illegal in this country, so he was pretty obviously violating the law. And so eventually, you know, the case was challenged up to the Supreme Court, and in the end, in a 7-1 decision in 1967, the Supreme Court found that there is, it established for the first time something that they dubbed a reasonable expectation of privacy. So just as we don't expect the police to kick in our doors unless they have a warrant in most circumstances, similarly, the police cannot surveil you in a phone booth unless they have a warrant.
So, just from that standpoint, but that didn't stop them. I mean, they continue to move forward along these lines, do they not?
Well, yeah, and you know, and that's, I think, been one of the kind of ongoing dances over the last 50 years is, you know, what do those words mean, right? We argue today over what the words of the Constitution mean, and this is what our entire system of justice is set up to do, right? We have lawyers and judges who try to figure out, you know, what does the First Amendment mean? What does the Second Amendment mean? What does the Fourth Amendment mean? And similarly, you know, when we have case law, cases like this Katz case, where we have this concept that's been handed down to us, this reasonable expectation of privacy, it's now up to judges today, you know, sitting in courts all across America today to figure out what that means and how that applies or doesn't apply to our present circumstances.
Well, the whole evolution of data collection has just been screaming at Mach 5 speeds. And how do these judges stay up with this technology to make a reasonable decision? I mean, this is where we would really, I think, depend on our legislators to really spend some time and research and people's money to, you know, help us deal with this, don't you think?
I do, and I think it's incumbent upon our, you know, members of Congress, our state representatives, our local representatives to try to get a handle on this. Where I live in Oakland, California, just last week there was a unanimous measure that passed the city council that for the first time imposed meaningful community oversight on the use of surveillance technology right here in Oakland where I live, and it's one of the rare cities in America that has successfully done this. Local activists have called it the strongest such measure that has passed so far. Basically, what police now have to do if they want to acquire any kind of technology that might impinge on civil liberties, whether that's a drone, a body camera, a license plate reader, or anything else, they have to make a case to a city body that's called the Privacy Advisory Commission, and they have to say and explain to the commissioners what this technology does and how it works and what it does and what it doesn't do and how they're going to make sure that they're not violating people's civil rights. And not only that, if the device does get approved, the agency has to come back to the city and present a report and say, okay, we've been using it for a year and we arrested, you know, 50 bad guys and we prosecuted 20 of them and we deleted, you know, all the extraneous records and, you know, here's what we did and here's the process that we followed. And that's very, very rare in America. That's not how things have been going for the last, you know, couple decades. By and large, citizens and oftentimes lawmakers and judges are ignorant of the technologies that exist in their own backyard. And, you know, it's time we change that.
Yeah, without a doubt. When you say, I mean, what's been happening with our emails, I think a majority of people in America have wised up to the fact that our emails are not that private, are they?
What the majority of Americans think with respect to I guess maybe
if they don't, they should, by all the information that's been out there. I mean, unless your head's been totally under a rock to realize that email privacy is not guaranteed by law.
Email privacy certainly is not guaranteed by law, but I think a lot of people would be surprised to find out that right now under federal law, you know, the U.S. postal system has more privacy protections than, you know, a letter sent through the U.S. Postal System has more privacy protections than an email. The government needs a warrant to obtain the contents of a letter. If I send you a letter through the USPS, the U.S. Postal Inspector or any other law enforcement agency is supposed to get a warrant to be able to open that letter. However, to get access to email under the law currently does not require a warrant due to a way that a 1980s era law called the Electronic Communications Privacy Act was written. It's written in such a way that it refers to email that has essentially been abandoned after 180 days, which is not how email works today. And, you know, all of that is to say that companies like Google and other major email providers have imposed of their own volition a different legal standard where they are going to require a warrant. And some states have also imposed a warrant requirement, too. California is one of them. You know, so it is possible to strengthen those laws through either corporate policies or through legislative measures.
Well, Sharice, we got to wrap this up. One final question here in your book. Can a police officer search legally your cell phone, and can we be forced to unlock our phones with our fingerprints?
Those are two good questions. One of the cases that I wrote about was a case called Riley versus California, or California versus Riley. I always get the order mixed up. But it involves a suspected gang member out of San Diego from several years ago. And Mr. Riley was arrested at the hands of the San Diego Police Department, and they believed that he was a gang member, and they searched his phone, and they didn't have a warrant to do that, and they believed that they didn't need a warrant to do that.
Well, Sharice, we got to leave it right there. We're going to leave everybody hanging. There's so much more to this book. This is why you've got to get your hands on it. Habeas Data, Privacy versus the Rise of Surveillance Tech. Sharice Varvar has been with us. Sharice, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.